I'd like to read a few verses out of Colossians chapter 3, a very familiar passage. I've been thinking a lot about this lately, actually. I don't know how it is for the rest of you, but I know there's been times in my life where I tend to lose focus as to why I'm really here, what life is all about. I tend to get so wrapped up in my own little self, and I'm sure some more of us could agree with that too, but I'm speaking for myself this morning. I tend to get wrapped up in my own little self. Sometimes I forget what my purpose really is here in this life. I'm going to read the first four verses of Colossians chapter 3. If you then were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things in the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. We as Christians are called to strive to put heaven's priorities into a daily practice and focus on eternal things rather than the temporal. And I believe that God gives each one of us a spiritual eyesight for us to be able to see, clearly what he wants us to do and to be able to discern his will for our lives. But I think it's possible to lose that eyesight at times, maybe even become completely blind. I know I've been there at times where it felt like I was losing my spiritual eyesight and didn't really know where I was at and what God wanted for me. I was just sort of wandering around. Everything just sort of looks cloudy. I think that can happen when we lose our focus on what Christianity is all about, what we're here for. We become, I know for myself, can become so wrapped up in material things, whether it's our money or whether it's what we do with our time or our energy or even just our selfish desires and interests and goals. Our Sunday school lesson this morning is on making wise choices, and I think that can make a difference in that as well. If we're, where we're at spiritually and where we're at with our walk with God affects the choices that we make. We can become spiritually blind to God's truths and his will for our lives. But the Bible talks a lot about being humble. And I think true humility comes when we can take our focus off of ourselves and our wants and our selfish desires and to set our focus on things that have eternal value and the things that God wants and be totally surrendered to him. There's a lot more in this passage. I'm just going to jump down to verse 17 yet and make a comment on verse 17. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through him. Doing all in the name of the Lord Jesus, I think, means to bring honor to Christ in every aspect and every activity of our lives. And we need to keep in mind that as a Christian, I represent Christ at all times, wherever I go and whatever I say and whatever we do as we interact with other people. We represent Christ. How I live my life can affect how other people view Christianity. Two questions I'd like to leave as a challenge for us this morning. What impression do people have of Christ when they see or talk to me? And what changes do I need to make in my life in order to honor God in a better way? Let's pray. Father, thank you for this new day, and especially for this Lord's Day, a day that you have set aside for us to rest and to worship you. God, just want to invite you here this morning at this service. May we feel your presence. Lord, help us, each one of us, to be open to what you have for us here today. And I pray for each one of the Sunday school teachers and those that have a part in the service for the rest of the morning here. Just commit them to you and pray that everything that is said and done here today would bring honor and glory to you and just draw us closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.